You're listening to the Freelance Blend Podcast, episode 190.
Welcome to the Freelance Blend Podcast, where we entertain, educate, and engage freelancers from the Philippines and across the globe. And now, here's your host, Marv De Leon.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Freelance Blend Podcast. This is your host, Marv De Leon. This is episode number 189, and I'm glad to be back and doing this podcast episode for you guys. So I hope, first of all, you're all doing fine. It's already July, so I'm recording this July afternoon. It's a Sunday today. I'm off from work, and that's why I thought of talking to you guys again. And hopefully, yeah, you're all doing okay. Well, dito sa Philippines, we're still under, well, Metro Manila, I believe, is still under GCQ, or that's a general community quarantine. So some businesses have reopened, and people have, some have gone back to work, but I think majority are still working from home, staying safe. In particular, ako, I'm working from home. If you don't know, I'm already working with a company, but still freelancing on the side. So that's why I do my podcasts during the weekends, and also some of the gigs, side gigs that I do weekends then. And that's in fact what we will discuss today. But yeah, so yeah, it's a crazy situation lang na there's something that is unprecedented. And it's something we've never experienced before. Maybe you during the Spanish flu pa, our great grandparents or grandparents experienced this, but wala pa namang yung talagang offices at that time, hindi pa ganun ka like these times. So still, this is these are unprecedented times, and I hope you're, first of all, yeah, you're safe and you're taking care of yourself and your family. But hopefully at the same time, we're still earning, or if we're not earning, we lost our jobs, or we are entrepreneurs and then our business are closed, or will be closing in the future, there's still hope. And that's why I'm here, hopefully to give ideas to you guys so that you can take action after this, research more about these jobs that are, I think, emerging or becoming more popular during these times, during the pandemic. So hopefully, yeah, you take action, and or maybe if you lost your job, it is something that you can pivot to, shift careers, and maybe this can be your new career. And with alam ko the word new normal has been used many times, hopefully, yeah, these jobs will still be relevant, kasi if you shift to these new gigs, then hopefully maging permanent na rin to, and this can be maybe a new career for you guys. So without further ado, I was able to identify upon researching and based on experience then, these are the 30 freelance side gigs or even main gigs that you can do during this pandemic And these gigs are also, based on experience, are thriving, I believe. And I hope you check these out. So let's start with, marami to, no? So let's start with number one. Virtual events, and nabubula na ako, virtual event speaker or host. So we know that especially during the first few months of the pandemic, March, April, May, there were a number of virtual events here and there because of yung mga live events, in-person events that have been shut down or postponed. So a lot of them have shifted virtually. So definitely they need speakers or even hosts. So in fact, I've been invited to become a speaker twice during this pandemic, and even a host as well. So this is something that you can also maybe consider. Number two naman, virtual events trainer. So a lot of businesses don't know how to start their own virtual events. So you can train them to do this. You can go to different businesses that have zero knowledge about this. So in relation to that, number three, virtual events manager or architect. So if that business that you are training, they still cannot do this for themselves, then why not be the manager or the architect for that? You set up the virtual events, all the tech behind it, all the it's like being the project manager as well. So yeah, that's another opportunity. Going back to number two, I also experienced this. I helped a group create their virtual event. I trained them for a day, talking about the different platforms that they can use, the different giving them a checklist on what they need to do to pre-event, post-event, or during the event. So I've also have experienced this, and so that means na there really are groups or companies looking for people to train them or manage their virtual events. Number four, still related to virtual events, a virtual or online event promoter. So companies don't know how to promote virtual events. Maybe they're used to promoting in-person or live events, but even virtual events, maybe don't have experience doing that. So that can be another job. So far, the theme of the first few gigs that I mentioned are related to virtual events or virtual or online events. Number five is a virtual summit producer. So a virtual event, the difference, I think, it can be a one-time event that you will have maybe one speaker. But for a virtual summit, this is a bigger event where you have multiple speakers and multiple things going on. And that's a really tough event to pull off. So imagine having or for in-person summits or conferences, usually it takes them a year to plan. But for those who want to do this during the pandemic, especially that people, they have a captive audience, that people are home. So a virtual summit producer, a virtual summit is something that companies will consider. And if you're the producer of that, then you can earn big from this. So next, related to that, I've attended virtual concerts for the past months since the pandemic started. I remember there was an event, a virtual concert by Barbie, Almalbis, Kichi Nadal, Aya De Leon. And then there was another virtual concert by Ben and Ben. And I was, well, for Ben and Ben, I was amazed at how it was well produced. The audio was excellent. Comparing it to, unfortunately, to that by Barbie and Kitschy, it wasn't as well produced in terms of the audio. So I was thinking it's another opportunity for those in the music business to be able to produce or be an architect of those virtual concerts. So this is something you can also consider. Another gig, number 7, that I myself experienced as well, is a social media or digital marketing trainer. So a lot of, in particular, no, insurance agents or financial advisors are now allowed to sell online. Prior to COVID, I believe they were not allowed to sell or sign up clients online. It has to be face-to-face. But because of the pandemic, things have changed. But now the dilemma, so a number of insurance agents or financial advisors that I know are in the older generation, so they are not tech savvy. Because of that, I was approached by a group of advisors to train them in social media. So I think this also, especially for our digital marketers out there, it's a chance for you to do the same. Train not just financial advisors, but even real estate agents or salespeople on how to sell in social media. So that's number 7, social media or digital marketing trainer. Number 8, related to virtual events or virtual summits. So in particular, the platform that's number 1 right now, the video conferencing platform, which is Zoom. I'm sure you're very well aware of that. You may use it for work and even for your family. And I myself, for my friends, we use that for our e-Newman with the letter E. So number 8 is Zoom Expert. So if you are highly skilled in Zoom or you just know your way around Zoom, then you can be hired by companies for this. With Zoom, there are many other unused or untapped features like Zoom webinar, breakout rooms. So if you're knowledgeable in that, then companies would highly value that. So, and you can offer that as a service, maybe full-time or part-time. So that's number 8, Zoom Expert. Number 9, I think, especially for companies, traditional companies who want to go digital, they're forced to go digital now because of this pandemic. So digital transformation coaches or consultants could be a thriving gig during this pandemic. Number 10, somehow in relation to that, our e-commerce transition consultants, those who help brick-and-mortar stores transition into e-commerce, you can be a consultant for that. Number 11, also related to that, are e-commerce developers. So especially now, again, a lot of companies who don't have an online store before suddenly are forced to have their own e-commerce shop, but they don't know how to do it. So they need developers for that. And again, related to that, are number 12, Shopify experts. So in particular, those for e-commerce, a tool like Shopify, if you are an expert in that, you can definitely help companies transition. They don't need a developer. They just need somebody to help them with their Shopify stores. And it's not just Shopify. There are other tools out there. I'm not just very familiar because I'm not too much into that space, but I know Shopify is very popular right now because of this pandemic. Number 13, this one is for those in the HR field. Can be remote work consultants or recruiters or even virtual teams consultants. So especially companies who are very traditional, who used to have their team in a physical office, now are forced to work from home. And that's why remote work consultants or people who can recruit for employees who can do remote work will be in high demand. So this is something you can consider if you are in the HR or human resources field. Okay, number 14, home office setup expert. So for myself, you know, I really need this. Although I have a nice home office setup, but when online school for my kids start, then we may need to set up not just our home office but our home school. So somebody who can maybe give you advice on how to lay out your home to make it a home office will be valuable in this during these times. Number 15, employee engagement consultants. So this is important since, again, most people are working from home. Employees are not engaging as much as they used to. So having somebody who can help with employee engagement, let's say, I know with Taxumo, I see they have their meetings, team meetings where they wear costumes for a particular theme. So that is employee engagement that is very important, especially now that, again, we haven't seen our fellow employee or colleagues for the past 3-4 months. So this is very important as well. Number 16, this is something I thought of and just made up. Social distancing experts for retail or restaurants. So I've seen in the news how they have changed the layout of their stores, of their restaurants because of social distancing. And in fact, it was the first time for me to go out of my city, Parañaque, and visited because my daughter had to visit the dentist. So we went to Muntinlupa, and in the Starbucks in one of the malls there, the layout has changed definitely. They have acrylic barriers in front of the cashiers, and the tables have those ribbons where you cannot sit on them to ensure social distancing. So that's very important. And of course, it's because the government requires it for those establishments to do that. So maybe if you're an architect or an interior designer, you specialize in social distancing and you can source the needed equipment and materials, then you can definitely thrive during this pandemic. Next, number 17, cybersecurity experts. Again, very important, especially now where everyone is online and cybersecurity is something you should consider. Just a quick story. I mentioned that I was one of the speakers and hosts of a virtual event using Zoom, and unfortunately, we were Zoom bombed by these hackers, and it was a very traumatic experience, not just for me but for all the attendees. So I think those hackers have more time now, and they know that people are online most of the time, and that's why they have nothing to do but spread hate and wreak havoc. And hopefully we have more cybersecurity experts who can help stop those bad things. So that's number 17, cybersecurity experts. Number 18, definitely e-learning experts. So particularly schools, and even events companies are shifting online. So if you're an e-learning expert, you can also get gigs related to this field. Number 19, for those in the medical field, mental health consultants, even online psychologists and psychiatrists. So with this pandemic and because of the limited social engagements that we're having with our friends and family, and it's affecting the mental health of everyone, and it's important even for companies to hire these consultants, or for you and your family, you can hire online psychologists or psychiatrists to help you cope during these times. So I think especially those psychiatrists who are just practicing before and it's not online. So I think there will be more, I mentioned earlier, more people who would require their services. And so these online psychologists or psychiatrists or even mental health consultants will be in demand during this crisis. Number 20, gym equipment suppliers or gym equipment rental experts. So with the pandemic, gyms are closed. So definitely people would still want to be healthy physically. So they are looking for gym equipment. So if you're able to provide that, as well as training as for that as well, then you can get instead of yung mga nawalan ng trabaho during this yung mga gym instructors, then they can shift to online. So again, this number 21, this one experience for my kid, a virtual graduation that we had I believe last week. So although we parents and the teacher were able to figure out Zoom, other parents or teachers may not be able to figure out how to do this. So if you have experience doing this, then you can be a virtual graduation coordinator where you set up the technology like Zoom, teach people how to use it, and then train them how to record it, because it's important. It's a once-in-a-lifetime moment. So teaching them how to record it, or if you can record it yourself and then sell it to the students or to the parents, and if you can also be the one to hold the pre-graduation rehearsals. So you can have more engagement. You can charge them for your time. So not just on the event itself, but for the preparation and stuff. Then this can be a lucrative career as well. So yeah. So again, this is something that I experienced as the parent, and I'm sure there are a lot of schools who will be considering this. Number 22, related to that, why not a virtual wedding coordinator? So I've seen this in the news where couples who were supposed to get married during this pandemic, because of what happened, they had to postpone it. What they did is just transform it into a virtual wedding. So if you can be a virtual wedding coordinator for especially for couples who don't have time if they're working. So this can be a valuable endeavor. Number 23, content creators for digital e-commerce. So let's say you create Zoom backgrounds, you sell via FB Live. I've seen this, people doing this. So you can be the content creator for e-commerce companies that don't have people who are experienced in front of the camera or doing Facebook Live. So you can do that as a gig, as a job. So content creator for digital e-commerce. Number 24, delivery jobs. Simply for those, especially when during the start of the pandemic, if you remember, it was hard to get Lalamove or Grab online sellers or even restaurants are having a hard time booking those or delivering their stuff through those apps because of the demand for delivery jobs. So if you were, let's say, doing angkas, or if you are a delivery person for a company and the company closed down, then you can do that part-time or as a freelancer. You can approach restaurants who want to have their own delivery person, not relying on delivery marketplaces like Lalamove or Grab. Then you can do that, especially if, let's say, the restaurant is within your barangay or your city, so you're just near them. It's easy for them to call you and then deliver for them. Or if you have a car, then you can also do deliveries for let's say those gym equipment suppliers, or even furniture, office furniture for the home office setup. So this can be another side gig for you. Okay, so that's number 24. Number 25, 5 more to go. New tech guru. So you can help with the connection and setting up of technology for any business. Let's say it's a traditional business and they don't know tech, and you're an IT person, you know, networks and stuff, then you can be that guy, that person they can hire as a freelancer or even full-time. A shout out to Noah Kagan, a person that I follow online. Some of this I got from him, so props to you, Mr. Noah Kagan. You can follow him, just search for Noah Kagan in YouTube or his website okdork.com. Okay, number 26, online events architect. So this is related to what we mentioned earlier, virtual events. This is more on the tech side, where it's more complicated. Let's say there's a funnel behind it, or you're using multiple automations like chatbot, emails, autoresponders. So for pre and post event, and even maybe even doing advertising for that event. So you can also do this. Number 27, day optimizer. You help structure and optimize day. So I know a lot of people, especially who were not freelancers, who are employees, and they were forced to work from home. So they're not used to work from home life. A good thing, I worked from home for many years, so the transition was seamless. But for those who just started working from home, this pandemic. Then the day optimizer, you help them structure their day, you help them teach them how to create systems, let's say how to use Trello or Asana, so that they feel more productive at the end of the day because they're able to track their projects and their to-do lists throughout the day. So that can be a gig for you, a day optimizer or a day coach. Number 28, this is based on some research that I did, and I know that this is already happening in the US, drone delivery. So I think related to what we mentioned earlier about deliveries, there will be high demand for logistics and delivery jobs. So it may be not possible to manage all of that when a number of companies continue to go online, especially the e-stores, then especially with social distancing and stuff. So a drone can help with that. So in the US, Amazon delivers some of their products through drones, and maybe we can also do that here. So so if you are familiar with that and you love drones and you can maybe help companies do that, then that can be a big thing for you. Number 29, Airbnb online experiences. So if you have skills like cooking, dancing, etc. So as you know, or if you don't know, Airbnb has slowly been has been suffering throughout this pandemic. We know that the travel industry is hugely affected by this crisis, especially Airbnb. And what they did is they created online experiences. It's like where they have influencers or even regular people teaching cooking and dancing and other forms of entertainment through Airbnb online experiences. So you can also use that platform and just go to Airbnb to sell your service. Lastly, okay, this is the last one. Number 30. So I just grouped it into automation, machine learning, or AI expert or artificial intelligence expert. So according to LinkedIn, LinkedIn's online education website, LinkedIn Learning, artificial intelligence is a top hard skill for 2020. So especially now, with the need for automation and artificial intelligence with companies transitioning from offline to online, we may need robots instead of humans or machines to do the work for us if you're a company. So if you're an expert in that, well, definitely I am not an expert in this, but it's an emerging trend that you can study and help companies do this, then this can as well be a lucrative career. Okay, wow, dami pala. So we talk about 30 freelance side gigs or main gigs that you can do during this pandemic. Hopefully, you can get ideas from this. I'm sure there's others that I missed, so I would appreciate if you could comment below the blog post or comment below the social media post, wherever you saw this this episode. What other thriving gigs in this new normal that you think will be lucrative for us freelancers or even employees? Okay, that's it for this episode. So If you want to be part of my free webinar where I discuss my biggest secrets on how to get your first freelancing side gig, then just go to freelanceblend.com/free webinar where you can join our, again, free webinar on how to get that first side gig, especially during this pandemic. Okay, well, that's it for this episode. Thanks for listening and spending time with me during this COVID season. And please practice social distancing. Just stay home if you don't need to go out. And I love you guys. And peace to everyone. Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Freelance Blend podcast. For more details about the show and our thriving freelancer community, please visit us at www.freelanceblend.com.